Welcome to another episode of Global Minds Podcast, a series that highlights foreign executives and their impact on business in Czech Republic. Today we have a special guest, our special guest is Gana Pitgorna from Unika, Czech Republic and Slovakia. Welcome to the studio.
Hello, Jaroslav. Hi to all the guests.
Yes, and Gana brought an interesting gift with her. So if you are watching the video version, you can see that there is something on our table already. So Gana, please, let's start just with a quick heads up. What is it? What is on our table right now?
It looks great, isn't it? So it's actually a tablecloth, but it's not an ordinary tablecloth. It's a conversation tablecloth. So as you probably know, that Unika is dedicated to family. We would like to be a family-friendly business, and we're working on it. And also to mental health and well-being. And this is a project which is called Будьте Притомні. Be present.
Be present, okay.
Yeah, so we've had a big survey of Czech families and Slovak families. And in this survey, we discovered that what is very important for families' well-being is spending time together and in particular eating together. So that's why we created this tablecloth. It's under the slogan, less scrolling, more eating. So we understand that when people in the family sit together, there is a special time. Wow. It's warm, it's great to see each other, you look into each other's eyes, and then something spontaneous may emerge. Some conversation, something that matters. And here we also have a number of funny questions, interesting questions that could bring this conversation forward.
Well, I hope thank you very much. And I hope we will have a special time also without food, because there is no food on our table. And we will definitely get back to this beautiful idea. And actually, it's quite funny because this tablecloth combines all of your three key roles in the board of directors in Unika, because you are responsible for people, brand and sustainability. This is kind of a social project, which is part of ESG sustainability. It's about brand, because we can see it's in Unika colors and it's branded, and it's about people.
Yeah, actually, that's right. And thank you for noticing it. Yeah, now I feel very, very connected to this, true.
Yeah, I already mentioned that you are a part of a board of directors in Unika, Czech Republic and Slovakia. But I have to say, this combination, people, brand, sustainability, is quite unique, isn't it? So how come that you are putting together these three big areas?
Yeah, you are right. It's quite unique. And when, for example, I'm talking to people about this connection, they have this question. And as you just mentioned, it's very connected as well. Yeah, so brand is speaking to clients, to society through people, through our employees, through our clients, etc. So it's very much connected to people. We also care about customer experience, employee experience, also related areas. And sustainability, it covers the social aspect of sustainable business, and this is also connected. So we are trying to see what's more to connect and how we can align all the topics together, that what we talk to our clients or we speak externally, we also value internally and we leave this internally. So this is a connection. And of course, there is organization. This organization is coming from the group. In the group, it's also built a similar way. So that gave me an opportunity actually to extend myself when I joined Unika, because my background is in people. So when I joined Unika, I got also brand under my responsibility and leadership, which was at that stage quite interesting and challenging for me. And now I really value this.
Yeah, you mentioned it 5 years ago. You started in Unika as a well-experienced HR expert. But let's go back a little bit into the past, because you studied English language and literature and economics at the university. So how come that the person with this background, English language and literature and economics, ends up in HR and then follows up, ends up in insurance, HR, people, culture, and and sustainability.
Yeah. You know, it happened quite a long time ago. So the company, and I'm coming from Ukraine, was just developing business and new businesses emerged. And I started working in telco operator, mobile plus fixed, as assistant to chief executive officer, which is, of course, utilized my English speaking skills. Yeah. And there it was a new established business. It was growing very fast. I was young. I was very passionate about it, about people, and I wanted to develop in the company. I showed some interest to various areas, mostly client related. But then our HR director at that moment, she came up to me and said, you know, we see how you are proactive and wanting to grow. Would you like to join the HR team? So that's happened by invitation. And I thought, oh, why not? And I liked a small team there and the area, and then people was interested, of interest to me. So I joined.
Mm-hmm. Did you know from the beginning that it was a good fit, that the HR agenda was really right for you?
Somehow, yes, because I was lucky this company was very focused on people. So it was a lot of young people in the company, also working together with engineers, you know, like a traditional business plus all the innovation. And it was focused on how to grow and how to develop. So for me, it was quite a good fit. I thought that, oh, this is interesting. And interestingly enough, now since many years already, we're speaking HR as a business partner. At that moment, nobody spoke it, but at that particular company, it was this case. HR was always at the table in the leadership team, engaged in all the business discussion, growth discussion. So I had a really, really good university, let's say.
Yeah, that that brought me to another question, because it's not that usual that the biggest banks or insurance companies have an HR person in board of directors directly. So how important for you is that you can be part of this board of directors with this agenda?
Very important, I would be honest. Currently, I believe it's not, if it's not part of a board of directors or leadership team, it's differently called in different companies, then probably people and people topics, development, innovation, new future skills is not on the agenda. It's not represented well enough. I think that HR should be at the table. It's also about culture. Culture, you know, what they eat for breakfast.
Yes, yes.
So definitely culture, people, development, skills, all of it, organization capabilities, the ways we work. Yeah. Also people's engagement, empowering, leadership. So all of it is what HR is taking care of. And I believe this is key and this is strategic.
Is it also, on the other hand, maybe a little bit more difficult, because when you are part of board of directors, you have really wide responsibility, and is not that smaller amount when you are, for example, B minus one manager as HR manager. So is it a little bit more difficult being HR expert and also part of board of directors?
It's not at least not for me. It's quite interesting. I like to be present at the business discussions. I understand that we are for business, we work through business, we work through other managers. So for me, this is crucial, I would say, that I know what is the business about, what challenges, what pains, what gains, what is the vision, to have a say in it as well. So for me, that's quite interesting. And once I've been working in IT outsourcing company, and I left after a very little period of time because they don't have the whole business agenda. You know, so it's more about, it was outsourcing, so like selling expertise to others. So there was no logistics, no sales, no service. So, and I was kind of bored, you know, at this environment.
So you need to be in a dynamic and a big environment.
Yeah,
to be not
bored. I would say so, yeah. And yes, it's not easy, again, when you asked if it's difficult. And especially now, because the agenda is broader, mm-hmm. people plus brand plus sustainability. So my day is juggling with different topics, connecting from one to another.
You mentioned that you started in tech companies. Mm-hmm. How come that you switched the, let's say, colors or the t-shirt and started in insurance business? Because at that time, I guess insurance business wasn't that much of a tech.
It was not. Yeah, at that time it was considered quite traditional, and that's why they were looking for. Mm-hmm. Becoming more digital, more innovative, yeah, so something that I could bring. So there was a demand in my skills. But how I decided to go there, it's quite a story, because after working in Microsoft, I decided I will have my own consultancy business. So with a partner, we started employee experience. It was quite new at this stage. We were learning from customer experience, doing some projects. And then I arrived to offer my services to AXA, actually, insurance business. And after my presentation, I got a call from a HR director who was moving to the headquarters. And she told me, Anna, we have something interesting for you, but it's in-house. And what was interesting for me, and it's connected maybe to our topic of global minds, because I wanted for a long time already to go outside just one company. So I wanted to extend my experience to other cultures. I had some of the experience in Microsoft, but I was more interested of getting more. And this role was 50% Ukraine and 50% Central Eastern Europe with the headquarter in Paris. So that was probably the thing why I decided to go for it. And then this transformational agenda, digital, agile, all of these things.
Yeah, but still, you were based in Ukraine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in 2019, you decided to relocate and become truly international manager.
Yeah.
So why did you choose Prague?
It's again invitation. Prague chosen me. Yeah. So I was when my job in AXA was some kind reframed for another role, which was not very interesting for me. I left. I had some kind of activity during this time, and then I was reached out from Prague, as this was one of the countries in my perimeter, and that's what I got later. I was on the succession, slates, sometimes, and then they looked at it and they reached out and they say, Anna, are you willing to come to Prague? And it was an opportunity.
Difficult decision for you to make, because you had to relocate your whole family. And of course, at that time, you didn't know that COVID will come, but we can talk about it later. But what was a difficult decision to go to Prague?
I would be honest. At first, when I heard it, I was so frightened. I wanted to say no. Just at once, I wanted to say no. I wouldn't consider it. But just a couple of minutes before, I was talking about reflecting on scenes, etc. And I thought, okay, maybe I would follow what I was talking about. So I took some time to discuss it. And then I came to my family, my husband and my son, who was going to German school, which was one of the maybe benefits. It was easier to move, as we also have Deutsche Schule Prague here. So we've started discussing pluses, minuses, what's in it for us, what would be the gains, also the pains, because we left there a beautiful house, a lot of friends, relatives here. But that was an opportunity to start something new, to experience new life, new culture. I loved also Prague. I've known AXA, which was important. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult, I believe, to change everything, the company, the country. In this case, I knew people there, I trusted them, so that was also something that made my decision firm.
I already mentioned the COVID age, months, years. During that time, you joined Unica.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah. And can you imagine this? Just imagine. 2 months after, the family is not yet here, it's summer, 95 boxes of my furniture arrive, and I am sitting next day. My husband is coming, not sitting. I'm looking at all of this, how to deal with it. And then it's a call. And my boss is saying, "Are you sitting, Anna?" And I did understand something is coming. Yeah, yeah. And I say, "Not yet. I haven't unpacked my chairs." And then he said, "We are for sale." So at first, it was clear we are for sale. And second, COVID, yeah, mm-hmm. arrived. It's almost at the same time. So to say it was challenging, even not to say it all, yeah, it was challenging.
Yeah, but still, it was probably different kind of decision for you to say yes to be part of the new mm-hmm. company or of the new environment. What made you self-confident that mm-hmm. you can do your best also in this new role?
Good question. You know, I've been moving in my life. Yeah, I've studied in one city, I've worked my first job in another city, and then moving to Kyiv. So I knew I'm quite adaptive. So I can adapt to new environments. And actually, how I became a chart director, when I joined in this telco company, I worked as a junior expert in recruitment, in admin, and then our colleague went on maternity leave and I was offered a chart director role, acting. And they said, "Are you serious?" "No, I cannot, probably." And they were so supportive, "You will make it." And I had a coach, like 25 years ago, a coach, you know. So it's first, because I understood it's so difficult for me to sit at the table, voice my opinions in front of general director, CEO, who were recently, yeah, like my bosses. And yeah, so I've been working on this adaptation and how to make it happen. So some of the background confirmed it to me, I can make it. And then people around, mm-hmm. for sure. People around, again. When it all happened, people called me, "Anna, how are you? How do you feel with all this new agenda?" And they were supportive to me. And then third one, I don't know if we had even opportunity to go back. My son was out of school already. My husband also terminated from his job. Yeah, so a lot of things already started rolling. And yeah, we should give it a try.
You mentioned people around you. What's interesting about the top management of Unika in Czech Republic and Slovakia is that part of board of directors, you are three women leaders. Mm-hmm. It's you. It's Silvia Šimula, who is from Poland.
Yeah.
And it's Lucie Urválková, who is Czech and who is also a huge supporter of mm-hmm. this project and who recommended you as a great speaker in this podcast. So how does work this combination of three strong, independent women, three nationalities,
yep.
in board of directors within insurance company, which is still more or less male-dominated?
Mm-hmm. I love diversity. Mm-hmm. I love many people of different nationalities. It came to me through Microsoft experience, where it was plenty of also people who worked in different time zones, etc. So I'm really looking forward when it's here, you know. And I remember times in AXA when it was male board. And I didn't feel quite supportive. I think with Lucy, with Sylvia, you feel also this support of women leaders. And even this recommendation, and you know how Lucy is also supporting Finjane. So this is passion. And I've noticed also that also there are some things that women bring, maybe more playfulness, more mm-hmm. energy, positive, more longer-term perspective, like nurturing, you know, it's also like women's characteristics. So I think that's what we bring. And then from men, more strategic, maybe outlook or long-term vision, you know, and being more practical in some ways. I think all of it coming together, it's a great, great soup that we are cooking together. So I do feel this support.
Well, you've mentioned playfulness, mm-hmm. you've mentioned food, you've mentioned great mm-hmm. soup that we are yeah. cooking. So we have to go to the okay. tablecloth, not only because of these uh-huh. new topics, but you've already mentioned that this is part of Be Present campaign, mm-hmm. which focuses on not only, but also on mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose to put this topic into a little bit playful context? Because with mental health topic, you can be super serious and do a lot of researches, etc. But you decided to take a different twist.
I think everybody will agree that playfulness adds to us feeling more comfortable and spontaneous, at ease and authentic at the end. Yeah, actually, as my hobby, I have improvisational theater, which is which is called Playback, which is 50 years and quite this year, and it's on stories of people. And Playback has three legs. It builds on. And I believe it's also for the brand, and it's also maybe for leaders good to have this energy. It's deep, it's warm, and it's light. And I think this combination is really magical. Yeah, so you should go deep, because if you look at this cloth or eating together, it might seem that, oh, it's simple. Yeah, we are consuming food. But it's about trust. It's about time together. It's about investing into each other, like somebody cooked for you. Yeah, so that's very deep. It's also warm, because you feel this care. You feel this togetherness, belonging. And it's also light, because we can, where there is humor, there is trust, yeah. So that's why this tablecloth, I think, a great representation of this type of.
Perfect. Let's play. Let's pick some of the questions.
Okay.
Well, one important question from me: do you have your favorite one there?
Not yet. It's a new one. I hope it's mine. To be honest, I was given this, and I was looking for opportunity when my son is coming now from studies, and we sit and in front of it. And now I decided, why not? I bring it here, so it will be a complete surprise for me.
So I'll just pick one that I tend to ask usually. What makes you most happy these days?
What makes me happy these days? Maybe it's not very business answer. This week we celebrated 30 years together with my husband. And we were exchanging some gratitudes to each other, and I understood how it makes me happy that I have a family, that I have a man close to me who I can support, whom I love, with whom we are together so long, who was supporting very much also during this change and in general. Yeah, so this makes me happy. Family makes me happy. That our son will come soon and we sit together and eat together.
I think it would be really difficult to find another question with such a deep impact. So, how can we get this tablecloth if we are interested? Because I guess this one is mine. So
yes,
I'm not sharing.
Enjoy it.
How can we
watch us on Instagram? Follow Unica. We have also, we're working with influencers, so they are sharing their experience. So it's currently quite in demand. So we're happy that we can bring attention to this important topic of being present, yeah, of the family. We believe family, and you know that Unica stands. Our promise is living better together, and our mission. And we didn't choose a family by chance. Family is a nucleus of society, whatever type of family, and there are plenty of them. Yeah, and we would like to see that starting with the family and then to society, we can live better.
Okay, so I will end up this interview with two of my favorite questions, and maybe in the future one of them can get to another version of tablecloth. My favorite question towards international experts living in Czechia is, where is home for you?
Oof, especially hard it because of my country, Ukraine. Yeah, it's especially hard because I have my husband's family living there. I have a lot of my friends. My house is there. My life is the biggest part of my life. So I still feel very, very connected. And of course, with the war going on, and I wake up, I watch what's going on there. I'm in constant conversation and where I can support. So I learned through the war and experience of this change in COVID that the only way to live in our current, let's say, life is to expand so that I can be at home here in Prague and there in Ukraine. Yeah, so somehow to embrace, I can enjoy something and mourn something at the same time. Yeah, so it's not easy to learn that. And it's there are bad days and good days. But mostly my answer would be, I have two homes.
And the very last one, it's connected to the name of the podcast, Global Minds. Are you a global mind?
I believe so. I love change. I just love change. I cannot live without change. If it's not happening, I'm bringing it to my life. And I think being global means being open-minded, which means ready to change your perspective, ready to change your way of doing, being, thinking, and make a bold step.
Gana, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Yaroslav. It was a pleasure.